Let's talk about why I stopped using a cleaning schedule in order to keep my house clean. I struggled for years trying to create this elusive cleaning schedule that I just thought would be the solution to me finally being able to keep my home clean. So I tried different things like zone cleaning, where I would split my house up into different zones and I would try to clean for 15 minutes or so a day. I tried on Monday, I'll clean the bathrooms. On Tuesday, I'll clean the kitchen. On Wednesday, I'll clean whatever. And none of those things seemed to work for me. And I even tried just time blocking time out of my day to set aside to clean. But of course, when you have little kids running around, it's hard to do anything at a specific time because you're kind of just on their schedule. Like, you never know when your baby is going to cry. If you have something to do at 10 o'clock, they're crying at 10 o'clock because they're hungry, then they take priority over whatever task was scheduled at 10 o'clock. So it was very hard for me to stay consistent with a cleaning schedule. And that's why I just stopped trying to use one. And I'm going to talk about what I did instead and why cleaning schedules are completely unnecessary. And inside of the Productive Moms Toolkit, you will learn my simple cleaning method, my no-fold laundry method, all of the different things that I do to simplify my cleaning routine. You can hop on the waitlist. The link is in the description below. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take the overwhelm out of motherhood. So let's dive into all the juicy goodness. Whenever my daughter was about to turn one, I had a complete meltdown. I felt like I was drowning with responsibility. All of these tasks were piling up on my shoulders. I was constantly trying to clean. I was trying to take care of her as a first-time mom. I had, cook. Like, there were so many things to do. I was running a business. Everything just felt like it was piling up on my shoulder. And I always felt like I had to neglect something or someone in order to get something else done. Like, there was always me neglecting something in order to get something else done. So I felt like keeping the house clean and organized was a nonstop job that I had to do constantly. Like, it was an all day thing. And it was constantly on my mind, even when I was trying to sit down and relax with my family and watch a movie or watch Netflix. Like, I constantly kept thinking about, oh man, I should really be washing the dishes right now, or I need to vacuum up all of that lint on the floor over there. I need to go wipe down the bathroom. Like, I was constantly thinking about all of the other things that I quote unquote should have been doing, instead of just being able to be present in that moment with my family and enjoy that quality time with them. So if you're feeling like that and you're constantly thinking about the cleaning and all of this other things that you think you should be doing instead of enjoying time with your family, then that is the reason why I stopped trying to use a cleaning schedule. And I'm going to be sharing with you what I have decided to do instead that was way less stressful for me. When I looked back on it, I could boil it down to 5 different steps that I took to stop using the cleaning schedule and just start creating a simple cleaning routine. So I'm going to share those 5 steps with you. The first step I did was declutter. I noticed that we had way too much stuff. Like, it was hard to even clean because I didn't have space for everything that we had. So we had family members giving us stuff. So we had a new baby. She's the first grandchild on my husband's side. So his mom just showered us with everything, which was a blessing. But we also just didn't have enough space for stuff. So it was really, really hard to clean things and get things organized because we didn't have enough space for all of the stuff that we were getting. And then, of course, we like to buy stuff too. So we were just drowning in stuff. So the first thing we had to do was declutter. And so at this time, my first daughter, she was about 1. And I didn't know at that time that I had ADHD, but it was kind of worked for me at that time because I went into a hyper focus where I was completely focused on decluttering. That was my only goal. I was focused on going through this house and getting rid of stuff that we didn't need. And it wasn't now when I declutter, I kind of think of, can I resell this and, give it to someone else, sell it on Facebook Marketplace or something. I wasn't even thinking about that. My only 2 options were either keep this or get rid of it, like donate it or trash it. So that was the only thing that I was focused on. Like, I wasn't trying to make extra money on the side. Like, I was either getting rid of stuff like I wanted out of my house or it has a home here. So those were the only two options for me. So I was going through the house and I was either throwing stuff in the trash or if it was in good condition, we drove it to the thrift store like that day. Like, I didn't want it sitting in the trunk of the car for like 3 weeks. Like, I wanted it gone. So I was super hyper fixated on that to the point where I would literally forget to eat. Like, I was so determined to declutter this entire house. So I focused on that for maybe a few weeks. That was my number one priority, just decluttering, getting rid of all of the stuff that we weren't even using. So I made sure that I was paying attention to the stuff that they were using and that we kind of use on a regular basis. But if we hadn't used it in more than like 3 to 6 months, I got rid of it. And I would ask myself, is this something that you would buy again right now? So like whenever I was sitting there and I was like, maybe I should keep this, I would ask myself, would you buy this again right now? And most of the time the answer is no, because I haven't used it in ages. So I would just throw it away. And then if I needed something, then I could go rebuy it. But 99% of the time, I've been just fine without it. So that was the first step, was decluttering. If you want to start decluttering, I do have the ADHD decluttering bundle. It is a room by room breakdown of things to declutter in each room of your home. It has like a daily decluttering checklist you can use. So very, very helpful. If you want that, I'll link it in the description below for you. But that was my number one priority, was decluttering, because it was so hard to clean when we had so much stuff and I didn't know where to put things. Like, it's hard to clean up things when you don't know where something goes, and then you're just trying to hide it in like a closet or a junk drawer or something, and then that gets overwhelming. So just getting rid of things was my number one priority. The second thing I focused on after I got rid of everything that we didn't need, I focused on finding a home for everything. So I wanted to know where every single item in our home would go. Like, if I was in the kitchen and I found something that didn't belong in the kitchen, like, I wanted to know exactly where to put it. Like, I didn't want to have to stop and think. So I would ask myself, if I was looking for this item, where would I naturally look? And that's where I would go put it. If there's not room there where I would need to put it, then I got rid of more stuff. So that was what I was focused on after decluttering. So finding a home for everything. If I was looking for this, where would I look? That's where I went to put it. And I made sure that everything had a home. I knew exactly where to put things and that it was logical for my brain so that I would know where to look for this item. It's kind of like if you're looking for a hairbrush, you go to the bathroom to find it. Like, I wanted everything to be that logical. Like, I knew exactly where to look. So that was the second thing. The third thing I did was I focused on making the items in the house more accessible for my daughter, who at the time was one. So I wanted things low on her level where she could reach them if she needed them and she didn't have to constantly ask us for things. So that meant for us, it looked like putting her dishes, so like she was starting to feed herself, so I would make sure she had like bowls and plates and stuff down in the bottom drawer where she could reach it for herself, her cups, all of that. Anything that she needed, her toys, I made sure that they were down low so she could grab them at her leisure. She wouldn't have to ask us to get things for her. So I just made sure that the home was accessible for her and not just for us, where she had to rely on us to do everything. I wanted her to be able to grab whatever she needed to grab. So any like little snacks that were safe for her, like little puffs or anything like that, like crunchies, those little snacks that like dissolve in their mouth. So I would keep those down low. So if she wanted some of those, she would just go in the pantry and she could grab one of the containers and she'll bring it to me. So whenever she wanted a little snack or a toy or anything like that, she was able to access it by herself. So that was the first thing. And then of course she couldn't open it, so I wasn't worried about that, but I made sure that she could access things that were safe for her to access, like her clothes, shoes, all of that. So that was the third thing I did, was made the home more accessible for her. The fourth thing I focused on was making sure that I communicated to everyone. Well, my husband, it was just us three at the time. So making sure that I communicated to him that I was not going to be the only one doing the cleaning, and I did not want him to expect me to be the only one doing the cleaning. So I put that out there that like, hey, you're going to help me clean around here, or I'm going to hire someone to help me clean around here. Which one would you prefer? So you can do it for free, or I'll look at the budget, we can cut some expenses, and I'll hire someone that can come in and help. So I left that decision up to him, but I set that expectation, that boundary, that I'm not going to be the only one in here cleaning after everyone else. Like, we're both adults here, we can both clean. And then my one-year-old, I teach her how to clean. I taught her how to clean from an early age. So I use like open bins and containers where she could easily throw her toys in there. So it's super easy for her to clean up after herself too. So I set that expectation that I was just not going to be the only one cleaning, that everyone was responsible for cleaning up our home, not just me. So that was the fourth thing I focused on, was making sure that everyone was involved with the cleaning, not just me. And that's another thing we go over inside of the Productive Moms Toolkit, is not only why boundaries are important and how to create boundaries, but there's an entirely different lesson on clearly communicating those boundaries and being able to stay consistent with them, making them super simple and super easy where you can stay consistent with those boundaries that you've set. So that's very important, is making sure that you are clearly communicating how you are going to be treated. So I go over that in lesson, is like, how are you going to allow people to treat you? So that is your boundary. If you're okay with this, cool. I wasn't okay with being the only one cleaning. That was not what I signed up for. This is our home that we purchased as a partnership, as a team, and we are all going to keep it clean, not just me. That is a lesson inside. Those are actually two lessons inside of the Productive Mom Toolkit, is how to set boundaries and how to communicate them clearly so everyone is on the same page. So that was the fourth thing I did, was just made sure that everyone knew that I wasn't going to be the only one cleaning up. And then the fifth thing I focused on was creating a cleaning routine. So this meant every single day, pretty much at around the same time of day, we would go ahead and clean. So for us, this looked like in the evenings before bedtime, we would go ahead and clean up. So my husband, he cleans the kitchen, and me and my daughter would clean the living room. And now we still have that exact same routine. So my husband cleans the kitchen, and now me and my two daughters, we all clean the living room. So we're all doing something. And then after we clean the living room, my four-year-old, she'll go and clean up whatever toys are in her room as well. So I don't help her do that. She's done it long enough now that she knows where everything goes, and she's able to do it by herself. So taking that time in the beginning when they're young to teach them these things, it may seem like it's taking you more time at the beginning, but it's going to save you time later. So now that she's four, she's able to go and do those things by herself, and I don't have to worry about it. Like, it saves me time now. But in the beginning, it took me longer to clean things because I was teaching her how to do it. So it pays off in the end. So it seems like in the beginning, it is kind of like takes your time and you feel like you don't have time for this. Like, you know, we're all busy. So it's like, I don't have time to sit here and wait for a one-year-old to put each toy individually in this bin. It's taking all day. But if you power through that later on when they get a little older, then it saves you so much time because you don't have to worry about them doing it anymore. They already know what to do. So we created a simple cleaning routine where we each know our roles and what we are doing. So if it's in the middle of the day, if it's like my one-year-old, if she's taking a nap and my four-year-old wants to like watch her phone or something, then I can just tell her, okay, pick up the toys in the living room and then you can watch your phone. And she'll go ahead and do it. Like, she knows exactly where everything goes. So we created a simple cleaning routine, a simple cleaning system that all of us know our part. And then we're able to do that pretty consistently. So if we see one person, like if my husband, he goes ahead and starts cleaning the kitchen, then we know that it's time for us to start cleaning the living room and picking up all the toys. So we have that routine in place where it's a collaboration between all of us, and not just me cleaning while everyone else is like chilling on their phones or watching TV or whatever. So we all have a cleaning routine that we all do. So that is how we are able to not use a cleaning schedule And instead, we're just focused on creating this simple routine. And how I did that was, first, I went through and I decluttered everything. So I either put it in the trash, I donated it, or I kept it because I knew where it went. Like, I knew I could find a home for it somewhere in the house. The second thing I did was make sure that everywhere had a home. So I asked myself, if I was looking for this, where would I look? And that's where I put it. So that was the second thing I did. The third thing I did was made sure that items were accessible for the kids. So at that time, I just had my daughter, but now I still do this process. I still make sure that they can access what they need. So if they need a cup, a plate, a toy, shoes, clothes, anything like that, it's all down on their level where they can access it without me. The fourth thing I did was made sure that everyone did their part and everyone had something to clean and it didn't just fall back on me. So we collaborated. I set that boundary and we have a collaboration now where we are all partners in keeping the home clean. It's not just my responsibility. And then the fifth thing was we created a simple cleaning routine that everyone knows their part. So my husband, he knows his part is cleaning the kitchen. He does that. The girls know that their part is picking up their toys. And then my part is picking up other stuff like sweeping up crumbs or doing all that stuff. But mostly I'm just making sure that they stay on track because they're 4 and 1. So they're easily distracted. So I just make sure that I'm there to help them stay on track, to keep picking up their toys and not playing with their toys. So that's what I do. So we all have a part. It's kind of like a machine. We all play a special role in the machine to keep it going. So if you are wanting to start with the first step, which is decluttering, go ahead and grab the ADHD decluttering bundle. It's broken down room by room. It has a decluttering checklist. It also has little tips and tricks in there to help you declutter quicker or make it easier for you to declutter. So I'll have the link for that in the description below. And remember to hop on the waitlist for the Productive Moms Toolkit. I'm not sure when it's opening. It'll be soon, but it is opening. I'm working on. So there are 3 phases. Phase 1 is self-management, and that's where we go into focus, priorities, setting boundaries. That's when we talk about all that stuff. The second phase is time management, and that's where we go into how to plan your day, how to color code your calendar, things like that, creating habits. That's the second phase. And then the third phase is home management. And that's where we go into decluttering, cleaning, laundry, meal planning. So all of that. So right now I'm working on phase 3, which is home management. But once that's done, I will make it available for you to grab. So make sure you're on the wait list so you'll be one of the first people to know when it's ready for you to hop in. So the link for the waitlist is in the description below, and I will see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.